Under customs documentation is the electronic export information section. Not all exports require this EEI form. When required, you will enter some information, specifically your email address and DCRI's tax number, and then you wait for FedEx to email you an ITN, International Tracking Number. This can take a while, so you typically save the shipment for later. Then, you reopen the shipment to enter the ITN from the email into the online shipment form. If EI is required for your shipment, select the checkbox. A new field appears. Then, click the drop-down arrow to select FedEx as my EEISED agent. New fields appear. Click the Go to FedEx Agent Filing tool. You are prompted to enter your FedEx login credentials once more. The tool opens in a new window. Enter your email and, for the tax number, enter 560532129. Then, follow the directions on the screen. While you wait for the email from FedEx, you can do other things. To save the shipment for later, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and then select Save for Later. The shipment is saved and you are logged out. After you get the email from FedEx, log back in. On the Create a Shipment page, click the drop-down arrow at the Ship tab to select View Pending Shipments. A list of pending shipments appears. Be sure the checkbox next to the shipment is selected, and then click Edit. The shipment opens. Go to the second page, scroll down to the Electronic Export Information section, and then enter the ITN from the email into the AES Citation field. AES stands for Automated Export System. You are done with this section.